Good morning. This is Gary's. Wow, I am loud today. I scared myself. Dave Parker, I need to learn to calm down when I start this show.
Let me move the slider down.
All right, let me take a breath. Welcome to Spirit of the Morning. My name is Gary Zimak, and I have a very special sound for you today because today is a very special day. You ready?
A feast day.
Dave Park, even better than that, Dave. Today is a solemnity. We celebrate today the solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul. So this is a big day. The solemnities are the highest holy days on our church calendar. So this is a big day. We want to celebrate the lives of these two great saints. So we're going to be reading the gospel today. We are going to be visited in the studio by a very special guest. We're going to bring her on in the next segment, Marie Joseph, the executive director of the Legacy of Life Foundation. She has been with us before. She's got a great website, too, firedupcatholics.com. She is headed down to EWTN this weekend. She's going to be appearing live on At Home with Jim and Joy Pinto. So Marie has got a great story. She's also going to be talking about some end-of-life issues, something Marie recently lost her mom, and this is a very, very personal story, and I think it's a great thing for us to talk about. So we got Marie. She'll be with us for the entire hour in studio. We'll get to her soon. I've got some news that I want to share with you, a couple pieces of news, but why don't we kick it off with prayer, and then we'll get started. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Father in heaven, we thank you for giving us this new day. You've given us another day of life, and we're grateful for it. Father, we know that you must have a plan for us. Please let us know what that plan is. What can we do today to serve you, to bring souls closer to you? Make us aware of that, Father. Continue to protect us. And as far as our problems go, we give them to you because we're burdened with so many problems, so many worries, so many struggles, so many situations that seem hopeless. For you, we know that all things are possible, so we hand over our problems to you. Father in heaven, we also ask you to send your Holy Spirit to us at the station today and speak through us. You have a message for us. We know that. Please give us that message and speak through us and open all of our minds and our hearts to be receptive to that message. And we ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
By my side, the one and only, the master of disaster, Mr. Dave Parker.
I asked you not to tell him that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, Dave, I am excited today.
Can you tell? You're so excited that you were just pinging off the needle, but that's because Marie is here.
That's right.
We have a special guest.
And I get fired up when I do this show in general, but today's a really special day. But, Dave,
yes,
I want to talk about a couple of pieces of news before I get to the gospel. The first thing is yesterday I mentioned, I really, really believe that the Holy Spirit is in charge of this show. You know that. The Holy Spirit gets us the guests. He brings in people like Marie Joseph, who will be with us today. He gives me ideas, I've learned, as Mother Angelica has done, as Mother Angelica has believed, that if you get an idea, you run with it. Because it could be the Holy Spirit. If it's not the Holy Spirit, it's not going to work anyway.
Exactly.
So I mentioned on the show yesterday, I felt that we need to really start reaching out and educating our listeners about pro-life issues. Because I think it's really important. It's an important part of who we are as Catholics. We have this forum. We have this program. We're going to start doing more pro-life material. And we've had many, many pro-life guests on, such as Marie Joseph and many others. But I just felt the Holy Spirit laying on my heart that we should start doing a weekly pro-life segment. So every Thursday, our first guest will be a guest related to the pro-life movement.
That's so beautiful.
So that was number one. And I talked about it a little on the show yesterday. And then I thought, well, in order to do this, we need a pro-life team. So the Holy Spirit, I felt, was telling me, you need to assemble a team of all-stars.
Coach
for this,
Gary.
Right?
So
I said, all right, let me do it. Let me start reaching out to some of the leaders of the pro-life movement around the world, and I did that. And yesterday on the program, I mentioned that on Thursdays, we will start, the first guest of every Thursday will be somebody talking about different pro-life matters. And of course, and Marie and I had this discussion, and we'll talk about it more when she comes on in a few minutes, that the pro-life movement is really a, as they say, a womb-to-tomb movement. It's not just abortion-related matters. It's end-of-life issues. It's medical-type problems that crop up, defending the defenseless or whatever. It's from conception to natural death issues. So I wanted to try to reach out and get a number of people who specialize in each one of these areas. Yesterday on the program, I mentioned that on our team, and I'm so pleased about this, will be such people as Father Frank Pavone, Alveda King from Priests for Life. They are on board. They were the first people to come on board, and they said, yes, we're in. Christopher Bell and Joe Quatrochi from Good Counsel Homes. They've done great work supporting women in crisis
and
pregnancies.
And they're local, aren't they?
They started in North Jersey with Father Benedict Groeschel.
Yes.
Chris started that that group. So they said, absolutely, we want to come on to talk about our work. Bobby Schindler, who did such a fantastic job on EWTN Live last night with Archbishop Chaput and Father Mitch. And by the way, we are going to be rebroadcasting their appearance Monday at 4 p.m. on Holy Spirit
Radio.
Yeah,
and he was just on with us.
He was just on with us
earlier in the week.
Bobby said, I am here as often as you need me.
Wow.
So that was the team as of yesterday, okay? But it gets a little better. I told you I was working on some things, and the Holy Spirit was working with me. Also added to our rotation for the Spirit in the Morning pro-life team, Catherine Zeltner, the host of EWTN Pro Life Weekly. Catherine said, I am in. You let me know. I'm going to be there. And it gets even better.
Get much better. Yes.
The final piece of the puzzle, I asked her last night. She said, you bet, I'm in. Jeannie Mancini, the president of the March for Life, is in. So there's your team.
High five,
right,
brother.
Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. There's your team.
What a team.
And so we're gonna do a few things. And by the way, our the person leading off next week for our initial segment on Thursday, Father Frank Pavone, he's going to kick
it off
for us. Yes. So it just blows me away that all of these people said yes, and that's because it is the Holy Spirit behind this. And here's the goal. The goal for this is really my goal is threefold. Number one, to educate, to let people know what's really going on, because they're not going to hear what's going on with these life issues in the mainstream media. So we've got to let everyone know what's going on. Number two, to remind all of us, and I say myself included, and Dave, you too, it's not just us talking to our audience, that God is on our side. God is pro-life,
yes, he is.
We are winning this battle.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
The tide has turned.
So, right, we cannot be just, it's not all gloom and doom. We're going to give you the truth, but there, it's all hopeful. And finally, the third piece of the puzzle, how can we get involved?
Exactly.
Right? This is not just the problem for people like Marie Joseph who are, you know, the superstars, so many of these people who are out there in the trenches leading this battle. We've got to get involved.
Absolutely.
So I want these guests are going to come on and inspire us.
And it's going to be year-round, folks. I mean, we've done a great job in the run-up to March for Life, and we have had great guests, but we're taking it, you know, 365, folks, you know, every week. Gary, what an inspiration.
And it's the Holy Spirit, I just felt he was laying that on my heart, and all these people said yes, so I'm so excited about that. The other piece of news is yesterday we had Ray Mooney on the show. Ray Mooney is a great guy. He's somebody who has changed my life because he has promoted total consecration to Jesus through Mary for many years. A native of Brooklyn, as you recognized by his area code, Dave.
For some reason, I know area code.
Yeah, I know. You're amazing. We're going to quiz you.
Military.
One day on this show, we're going to quiz you. But Ray is coming back on the show tomorrow to finish up what he talked about the other day or yesterday about how you can make a total consecration to Jesus through Mary. And I'll share a little bit about my story tomorrow and how that changed my life. So he's pinch hitting for Dan Burke, who, as you know, Dan Burke, now this is another amazing thing. Dan Burke is the executive director of the now award-winning National Catholic Register.
Yes.
They just won an award for best Catholic newspaper. He's on with us every week
to
talk about spiritual matters. He wants to do this.
Yes, he does.
Now, he hasn't been on for the last 2 weeks, and don't worry, it's not like Dan wasn't cutting it and we had to let him go. Dan is on pilgrimage.
I would never make that
decision.
That's
right. But Dan is on pilgrimage in Spain right now, so Ray Mooney is going to be pinch hitting for him. Also on the show tomorrow, Kelly Walquist, the founder of Women in the New Evangelization, WINE as they are known. They're going to be running the Catholic Women's Conference this year in October. By the way, we will be broadcasting live from that Women's Conference with guest speakers Kelly Walquist, Teresa Tomeo, singer Kitty Cleveland. It's a big deal. Wow. We're going to be there. So Kelly's going to be with us tomorrow. Okay, that's the news.
I have one question.
There are no time for questions. No time for questions. Okay. Do I have time to get a gospel in, Mr.
Yes,
P?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Yes, you do.
So today the gospel is known as a proper gospel, meaning that it's specific to the feast or the solemnity today. Today's gospel for the solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul comes from Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 through 19. When Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." And he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Dave, this is just such an unbelievable reading.
Where do we go from there, Gare?
Jesus Christ is establishing a church.
Absolutely.
On the leadership of St. Peter, the very flawed St. Peter we see so many times. Boy, you talk about somebody who messed up.
Yes.
If there's hope for Peter, there's hope for you and me.
Absolutely.
Right? And Jesus Christ gave us this church, his Catholic church, to help us to get to heaven because he knows that we're going to be lost.
Yeah.
And he had such dedicated people as St. Paul, who we also celebrate on this day.
Yes.
I mean, I think personally Paul should get his own feast day, but that's up to the church. But Peter and Paul are so closely tied together that the church decided it's best to celebrate their feast on this day and lift it up to a solemnity. Look at what Paul went through to evangelize.
I was just going
to
say, well, look at his story. Huh. We all know, most of us know his conversion story. He was knocked off the horse, you know, because he was the, you know, head Jewish person persecuting the Christians.
Persecuting the Christians.
Because he was defending his
faith
at the time. And the Lord touched him, knocked him off the horse, and said, like, why are you persecuting me so?
And Jesus said, I want this guy,
Hello.
this persecutor of the Christians, I want him to go out and evangelize, to be the apostle to the Gentiles, this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened? He said yes. Paul said yes. And the rest, as they say, is history. So here's the thing. If you're struggling today, if you feel, I can't do it, I'm not a good evangelist, I can't talk about Jesus to other people, I'm not good enough, look at St. Peter and Paul and ask for their help today. Oh, man, this is going to be a good show. I can tell I'm getting fired up. And speaking of fired up, Marie Joseph from FiredUpCatholics.com will be here. Wait till you hear what she has to say. Don't go anywhere.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for June 29th. Today we celebrate Saints Peter and Paul. Peter, a Galilean fisherman, enjoyed a special relationship with Jesus, whom he confessed as the Messiah. His name appears first on every list of apostles, and it was to Peter that Jesus promised the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Paul, a Pharisee, went from being a staunch persecutor of Christians to become the most prominent missionary to the Gentiles. Peter generously gave up all things, yet he can ask in childish self-regard, what are we going to get for all this? Because of the depth of his sorrow for betraying the Lord, after the resurrection, Jesus looks on Peter with forgiveness, charging him to feed his lambs and his sheep. Paul's experience of the risen Christ on the road to Damascus made him a zealous, dynamic, and courageous ambassador of Christ. But he never lost his love for his Jewish family, often reminding Gentile Christians that they are grafted onto the parent stock of the Jews, God's chosen people. Each man has his own feast day on the Roman calendar, but today's feast reminds us of the debt the Church owes to these two great apostles. There's more about the saints, along with inspiration and Catholic resources, at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Holly Hill Health Foods, a family-owned business for over 25 years at 1200 Welsh Road, North Wales, PA. They offer a large selection of vitamins, minerals, herbs, formulas, and three nutritionists to serve you. Call them at 215-361-7770 or visit their website at www.hollyhillhealth.com.
More inspiring than a cheesesteak. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
It's time for letting go. All of our follies. 'Cause we don't have a time machine. And even if we did, would we really want to use it? Would we really want to go change everything? 'Cause we are. So breathe it in and breathe it out, and listen to your heartbeat. There's a wonder in the here and now. It's right there in front of you, and I don't want you to miss the miracle of the moment. And if it brings you tears, then taste them as they fall. Let them soften your to your heartbeat, yeah. Breathe it in and breathe it out, and listen to your heartbeat. There's a wonder in the here and now. It's right there in front of you, and I don't want you to miss the miracle of the moment. Listen to your heartbeat. There's a wonder.
The miracle of the moment, Stephen Curtis Chapman. That's what we all need to remember. God has given us this moment. We are alive right now. Who knows what's going to happen 5 minutes from now? Well, hopefully,
absolutely.
David. Hopefully, Dave.
Maybe
we're going
to 8:01.
We'll remain alive until 8:01. Exactly. That's the hope. But look, that's the important thing. We need to celebrate this moment. This is all we have. What can I do at this moment in time? You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. I'm joined in the studio by my buddy Dave Parker.
Good morning.
We are here with a special guest, our friend Marie Joseph. She's the executive director for the Legacy of Life Foundation. Excuse me. Marie, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's great to be here today.
It's so exciting to have you here. Now, we've got a lot to talk about, right? I mean, we've been talking a lot before we went on the air, even. Right?
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, really.
What a
right,
great
Dave?
Before
day.
Air, during break.
I know. So we got to try to get all this in while the show is still on the air. Marie, if you could talk about a little bit about the work that you do at the Legacy of Life Foundation. Now, you have two women's centers. right? Is that correct?
Yes, two, one in Bristol, one in Philadelphia. Okay. And the Legacy of Life Foundation exists to make sure, ensure that these centers have everything they need. So, yes, the primary function is to fundraise. And, you know, what we're doing now is it's really spiritual fundraising. Mm-hmm, it's really spiritually connecting people who are out there who want to be a part and connected to this work by funding it so that the women who have chosen life are able to receive the support, encouragement, and love and mercy that they need to. First, to be able to make that decision to choose life. Second, to get through the 9 months. And third, to be able to be self-sustaining, not just right after they deliver, but for at least the first 3 years that child comes into the world by providing community, by providing, you know, they experience what their gifts are. I mean, we have this incredible STAR program. So it's really an amazing work of God and, yes, pro-life, but really transforming families and transforming life.
Let's talk about this a little because we've had you on before talking about your work with the Legacy of Life Foundation. We say we're pro-life, and yes, we are pro-life as Catholics. We need to be pro-life. We need to support life. But it's more than just praying for an end to abortion and giving to those groups which expose abortion for what it is, for the murderous act that it is. But we've also got to take it to the next step. These women are often facing crisis pregnancies, right? I mean, they are being pressured to have the abortion. So we need to help them in some way, right? And that's what you guys do.
You are so right. I'm so glad you said that because when I first came back to the church, I remember hearing, let's pray for an end to abortion. Pray for it. Yes, we should pray.
Right.
But God isn't going to end abortion, you know, like it's a magic trick, you know, but he's going to end it through people, right? So, and as I got into this, I kept thinking about understanding church history, how all through time it was the Catholic Church, but who funded and ran, right? The saints started orphanages and hospitals. They built hospitals.
Yep.
Always, that's our evangelization, meeting a human need. That's the first step in evangelization. And so why is this still going on with hundreds and thousands of people out there facing these crisis pregnancies and choosing abortion? We're finding that when we get in there and we become the mercy and love of God, then people see the light and they start that road to finding God, right? In that dark place, we shed the light through. God sheds light through us. But it's evangelization.
Yeah. Yeah. Marie, let me ask you this. You have dealt with a lot of women who were possibly contemplating having an abortion. In your dealings with these women, did they impress you as people who said, I want to just kill my baby? It's usually more than that, isn't it? It's usually, I don't know what else to do. These are not evil people, right? Let's be real about this. Let's talk about these women. These are good people.
I'll tell you something. When I look into the eyes of these women, I see our children, you know, my daughter's friends.
Yeah.
You, I mean, they're not my daughter's friends, but you could see how beautiful. You see what God sees, that on the outside, they are affected by sin. I mean, this is what
right,
it is. You're right. They aren't evil, but sin has really taken a hold of them, and so they can't see clearly.
Right.
But we see the beauty in every single woman. But to be honest with you, the abortion determined when you have been weighed down by the world and you've been wounded and hurt, what very well might come out of their mouth is, I don't want to kill my child, but I'm going to have to kill my child.
Wow.
And it's very difficult.
Because they think they have no other choice.
Because I have no choice.
Yeah.
So to your point, nobody comes to the center saying, I want to have an abortion because I think it'll be a great thing to do.
Right.
They come in over and over again and say, I have no choice. And we want to give them choice.
That's the key. And that's the point I'm trying to make here. We need to do more than just say abortion is wrong, abortion is murder. We need to say abortion is wrong and murder. But how can we help you? And that's why I'm so impressed with people like you. And I know you're not looking for credit. You're a really humble person. You're doing this because the Lord's calling you to do it. But thank you for doing what you do.
Thank you. And thank you to everybody out there. We really want it. What we do is we present life in a beautiful, positive way.
Right.
But it's not just telling somebody. It's listening to them first. listening to everything about their life, how they got to where they are, because the abortion is the end of many, many other things that are wrong and disordered in their life. And when we listen to them, we're able to then present the life choice as a beautiful option that has such incredible potential. And it, and when they can see that, hear that, and image it, then they choose it.
We're talking with Marie Joseph, the executive director for the Legacy of Life Foundation. Marie, obviously this is tough work. What keeps you going?
Absolutely, prayer. I mean, the Holy Spirit and God. So, so I'll explain that in our centers, every morning at 9 o'clock, we gather and we pray to Saint Michael. We put on the armor of God, Ephesians 6.
Wow.
We prepare for battle, and a great priest, Father Ralph Tifo, gave us this beautiful
prayer. Oh, I love
prayer.
Father Ralph.
Yes,
Father.
He gave us a he gave us a binding prayer. You know, for that will then protect us from all the evil that we may encounter that day. And then at 12:30, we pray one decade of the rosary, and then we meditate on the upcoming gospel.
Isn't that great?
So the word of God is our strength, our Jesus and the word of God. And then we have there'll be mass on Friday. We have a chapel now. Different priests come in and minister to us, and maybe confession and mass and prayer, and so that's how we do it. We also pray every night. People can join this email list where you can pray for the women who've come in every day. So it really is prayer is how everything happens. We pray for every single donor as well. We attach every gift to prayer.
Wow, what a life!
Isn't that powerful,
Based
Dave? What a great witness, Marie. How can, and you're going to be with us for the entire hour. We're listening. We're all getting excited by your story. How can we help?
So the best way to help is really to get to the website, legacyoflifefoundation.org, and join the email list, the prayer list. And we have there's a lot of needs to help these women. And people can look at that. They can do a baby bottle program project in their parish, and they can make a gift. They can make a gift to help with all the different needs we have, and to send us an email asking if they want to learn more about how to get involved, to volunteer, and how they can understand that the financial needs that we have that they can help with.
We'll talk more about this after the break, but the important thing to remember is the pro-life movement. It's not an exclusive club, and Marie and I will get into that after the break. It's for all of us to get involved. So we will have her information linked at spiritinthemorning.com. I'm encouraging you to get involved to help out in any way you can.
I was just going to real quickly, Gare and Marie, it touches all demographics, all levels of society. I mean, this problem, if you will, you know, these outcast women who are outcast, who run into this difficulty, right?
Yes, and it's for the people that have and the people that are suffering and struggling in every way.
Yes.
And we'll talk more about that. And you also offer tours, correct?
Every month.
I mean,
that's on the website, too.
You could come see for yourself what's
going on. And you can bring people. So many people have brought people who are not necessarily pro-life, and they've been converted.
Wow.
Oh,
I get chills just talking about this. It's amazing. The last thing I want to say before the break is Marie is headed to EWTN, and she'll be appearing on At Home with Jim and Joy Pinto. That's going to be this Monday, right? 2 p.m., I believe it
airs. Yes, 2 p.m. our time.
Our time.
It'll air again on Saturday and Sunday, 9:30.
So you've got to check that out. That's going to be a great episode, At Home with Jim and Joy Pinto, with our friend Marie Joseph. And also you filmed, and you're going to be on again, The Journey Home with Marcus Grody. Correct?
Absolutely. I was on 2011, and I'll be on, we'll be taping in July for probably an October show.
Awesome. So that episode is on YouTube, so you'll be able to see that. Marie Joseph on The Journey Home. She has got a great conversion story. We will touch on that when we come back on Spirit in the Morning. The time right now is 7:28. Grab yourself a cup of coffee. Make yourself comfortable, because we are coming right back.
I'm Jacob Popcheck with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. Although no details have yet been announced, police in the Australian state of Victoria have announced that Cardinal George Pell, long besieged by accusations of sexual misconduct and of mishandling the sexual misconduct of his peers, has been summoned to appear in court next month to face charges involving, quote, historical sexual assault offenses. In a statement released in response, Vatican spokesman Greg Burke says Pell has, quote, openly and repeatedly condemned as immoral and intolerable acts of sexual abuse against minors. He also said that Pope Francis has appreciated Cardinal Pell's honesty and commitment during his 3 years working to reform the Vatican's finances. The Holy Father has granted Pell a leave of absence to go and defend himself. In better news out of the Vatican, Pope Francis yesterday presided over an ordinary public consistory for the creation of cardinals in St. Peter's Basilica. The Holy Father created 5 new cardinals, each of whom will serve in Mali, Spain, Sweden, Laos, and El Salvador, respectively. In his address, the Pope said, "Christ calls you to face, as he did, the sin of the world and its effects on today's humanity." He then went on to offer an exhortation, quote, "Follow him and walk ahead for the holy people of God, with your gaze fixed on the Lord's cross and resurrection." And turning domestically, U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers will be key players in putting President Donald Trump's revised travel ban into effect today, affecting visitors from 6 mostly Muslim countries. Instructions issued by the State Department say new applicants from the 6 countries must prove a relationship with a parent, spouse, child, adult son or daughter, son-in-law, daughter-in-law, or sibling already in the United States in order to be eligible. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Jacob Popchak.
The Bucks County Pro-Life Coalition Celebrate Life 5K Run and 2K Walk is Saturday, July 29th at Peace Valley Park in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. The race is at 9 a.m. and the walk will follow. You can register by mail until July 19th, online until July 25th at PretzelCitySports.com. There is a nominal fee for online registration. Or on race day, starting at 7:30 a.m. Celebrate life with the Bucks County Pro-Life Coalition, July 29th, Peace Valley Park.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Scott Wieman started drinking as part of a social routine. Ironically, that routine drove him to a life of isolation because it developed into drug and alcohol addiction. Now he started a website and ministry called CatholicInRecovery.com to help others going through similar struggles. During an interview on Christopher Close Up, Scott told me that he originally reached out to those closest to him and tried to move forward, but he was stuck in thinking that God could never forgive him for what he'd done with his life. It was a friend he made through a young adult Bible study that corrected his vision of the divine. Other members of the group also welcomed him with compassion and understanding, not judgment, and that made all the difference. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
You are listening to Spirit. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice at the same old lies, if you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. We've all run to things we know just ain't right. And there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. Feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison shaking savior. You got chains, oh, he's a chain breaker. If you believe it, if you receive it, you can feel it, somebody testify. If you
That was Chainbreaker by Zach Williams. I'm Gary Zimek. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. We have a special guest in the studio today. We are visiting with Marie Joseph, who is the executive director of the Legacy of Life Foundation. Before we get back to Marie, I want to do a quick look at the weather for the Delaware Valley. Right now at the Philadelphia International Airport, it's 66 degrees. Today is going to be sunny. I almost said today is going to be honey. I was looking at Dave Parker and I.
I'm not going there.
I'm not supposed to. I'm not supposed to call you honey
are
on
you
the air,
your
right,
merge
Dave?
Witch?
Does that mean it's going to be a sweet day?
That's
sweet
right.
Day.
A sweet sunny
Marie
day.
And Dave. It's going to be 88 degrees today. It's going to be
nice.
A hot one tonight. Partly cloudy, low around 71. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 91 degrees.
What happened to those? That three?
I don't
day
know.
Of cool.
We are in the summer officially.
Well, we are in summer. Yeah.
All right. Well, we were before we left off. We were speaking with Marie about the fine work that she's doing at the Legacy of Life Foundation. Marie, I wanted to touch on one point. We were talking about this after the break, and I think I touched on it before the break. Pro-life. It's not an exclusive club. It is for everyone.
It is for everyone, and I'm glad you brought up the tours because we've seen that in the tour. The tour is monthly at the center. It's a beautiful experience where you go room to room and you get to meet all the different staff, counselors, ultrasound technician, everyone who's there tells you how a woman, what she experiences when she comes to the center. And they're having people who aren't necessarily labeled pro-life either because they just haven't been doing any work in it, good Catholic Christian people who say, oh my goodness, mm-hmm. I have to get involved in pro-life work. Or people will bring friends who may call themselves pro-choice who walk through and say, I can't say this is not amazing work. Yeah. This is really good stuff you're doing for
right.
people. So it's really, it brings us to, you know, a place of unity. Which is really what we need in this movement, isn't it?
Unity. Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. too often, and maybe for some good reasons, there's been the history of this movement has been fired up, right, as the battle of good against evil. Sometimes for the people who are caught in the crossfire, it seems that they are in the middle of a fight, and they see us sometimes as angry
yeah.
pro-lifers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When I first came back to the church, which I hadn't been doing any work, right? I had a reversion to the Catholic faith. And when I came into the church, quite honestly, I thought that it was pro-life was a club.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I thought what you mm-hmm. did was you go to a meeting and you go and you pray in front of the abortion clinics. And if you don't want to do those things, there's nothing else to do. And mm-hmm. and that might not have been the case, but that's what I thought. And I do believe, and I've met a lot of people when we do the baby bottle projects, programs, we go into the parish and speak, that they people in the pews will say, you know, I'm not involved in any pro-life work. And so so that's why it really is for everyone. And we really want to promote that.
Marie, I want to talk about something extremely personal. You recently lost your mother. I'm very sorry to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a very powerful experience. But before we get to that, because I think that's so important, because a lot of people may be dealing with that similar situation, you also, in your spare time, maintain a website, firedupcatholics.com, which is all about evangelization. You have a great book, Faith on Fire, Your 30-Day Spiritual Cleanse. You mentioned coming back to the church, which eventually led to this pro-life work. What's in a nutshell, what is your story? Did you have some sort of a major conversion that led to this going out and wanting to evangelize?
Yes, I ended up, and after calling myself Catholic, not really practicing the faith, getting married, and then going through, when my children were 1 and 3, a pretty tragic divorce, which is a whole nother show. but I was left single, and I didn't feel like I fit in what I called the Catholic club. Because I really didn't know the faith. When I had a powerful experience where Jesus really came into my dark time and touched my heart, and I came back to the church and had a personal relationship, I said, I need to learn the faith. It was because I didn't know the faith. Yeah. And so I have a real passion for people who are even coming to church once in a while and they don't really know the Lord. They don't really have a personal, they haven't gotten to that next place to reach out to those people. And so, but what I wanted to do is go learn the faith as best I could. So I went to St. Charles Borromeo Seminary and got my master's in theology.
Wow, that's a pretty nice step.
I did that right, because I'm definitely a...
You didn't start small.
No, really.
Jump right
in. I'm a big thinker. Crazy woman that I am. So the point is, when I graduated and I was also a Catholic school teacher, I wanted to teach the faith, and I did start doing that at St. Charles Seminary, adjunct professor in the faith, but I kept discerning, and it took a year of prayer. And in that time, I wrote this book because I had time to pray. And I went through realizing that sometimes we say we're Catholic and we're, you know, we're running here, running there, and we're doing things and we're busy, but we're not spending the time in prayer, and days go by. And this book really helped to say, okay, did I really pray today? It's a planner. It's a spiritual planner.
Nice,
talks about the sacraments. And it's really a book that can just take anybody who you're either Catholic, you've been Catholic forever, or you just came into the church. It's like a crash course in the Catholic faith, in the sacraments and reading the Word of God and all that, and then how to practice. Wow. And in doing that after a year, I ended up doing the one thing that I thought I would never do, which would be doing pro-life work.
Isn't that amazing?
And so it was not my plan. It was God's plan. And really praying and spending time in prayer in the book really helped.
And once you had, and this is so important, Dave, you know I'm passionate about this, once you establish that personal relationship with Jesus Christ, which means more than just going to Mass on Sunday, as I lived my life as a lukewarm Catholic for so many years. Once you establish that relationship with Christ, you were able to hear him speak to you, and he called you to pro-life work.
Amen. And then when you listen to him and you get, and you're in God's will, of course, then you're always doing what he's using all of your gifts and talents in a way that you never imagined. And that's when you truly feel fulfilled. So it's definitely difficult work. It's definitely challenging. But I've met the most incredible people. And when you can use all your gifts and talents, you feel, and then you see God move. It's just an amazing thing.
So as you're listening to Marie speak and you're saying, wow, I wish I could be as fired up as she is. You know, and I'm serious, because I've listened to people on the radio saying, wow, I wish I had what they had. You hear Marie, you can do that. Here's what you need to do. Go to her website, FiredUpCatholics.com, and check out this book, Faith on Fire, Your 30-Day Spiritual Cleanse. She's been where you are. She knows what it's like. She knows what it's like to go through the motions, as do all of us, Dave.
Yes,
we've all been there, and there's such a difference once you get to know Jesus Christ.
We've all checked the block, you know, and we want to get away from that, folks.
So check out Marie's book at FiredUpCatholics.com. We will have that linked as well on SpiritInTheMorning.com. Marie, I want to talk a little bit about your mother's situation, because sometimes when we hear the words pro-life, we think strictly the beginning of life. But it's much more than that, isn't it?
I have to tell you, this last 6 months really drove that home for me. I think the Lord did. So obviously I've been spending the last 7 years in the conception part of the pro-life movement work. And of course, the saving a life, you know, a life that was going to die is now alive. Whole life is transformed, and we can see it. It's 1,600 now lives have been saved at the center through the Legacy Life Foundation. Yes.
Wow.
I mean, it's already 235 this year, women.
This year.
The numbers are so high,
folks.
And it's so overwhelming. But when I was first came back to the church and I first started to pray and experience God, one of the first prayers he answered was my mother. They found a lump in her breast, and we thought it was a reoccurring breast cancer. And so I prayed, and I got other people to pray. Mm-hmm. And then she didn't have it. I said, wow, God answers prayers. This is so cool.
Wow.
And the one thing in my heart was that my mother would have a conversion, a reversion to the faith.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And God answered that prayer. And she did about a year or two after I did. And once my mother caught on fire with the love of God, she became this incredible giant in the spiritual world. But this little, beautiful little woman who had pain in her body, who did have breast cancer, who suffered so much, took care of my father, has a son with mental illness. I mean, we had so much suffering in our family, and my mother carried the brunt of that. But she was home. She studied the saints from home. She prayed the rosary. She had developed a beautiful relationship with the Blessed Mother and so many saints like Therese, St. Rita, St. Padre Pio. I mean, so many. And she led my father back to Christ, one of my brothers back to Christ.
Amen.
And we had a more spiritual, beautiful relationship. On November 1st, she was diagnosed once again with breast cancer for the third time, and as soon as she was diagnosed, and I was up there with her in New York, she said, "That's it, let's get ready. I need to get my soul ready. I'm going to meet Jesus.
Wow.
I'm going to see Jesus." And we took care of all the things you have to do that are material, like the physical, you know, like the funeral and the will and everything. We got it all out of the way, but she then took to Jesus and tried to tend to her soul.
And she was ready at that point.
She was ready.
Yeah. Now, when we come back from the break, I want to continue the story in the remaining time that we have, because you had what I would... Am I right in saying it was a beautiful experience at the end of her life? A difficult, but beautiful?
So beautiful.
Wow.
So blessed. Such an experience of the Holy Spirit and the love of God and the mercy of Jesus Christ and the power of the Blessed Mother and the saints.
Well,
the saints.
And that's so important that you share that, because I know we have people listening who are dealing with situations like this, or who may have a serious fear of death. It's one of the biggest fears that people have. And it's a very, very important thing. So when we come back from this last break, we're going to talk with Marie a little bit more about the experience she had in the final days of her mother's life. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak here in the studio with Dave Parker and Marie Joseph, the executive director of the Legacy of Life Foundation. Boy, Dave, this program is flying by today.
It's flying by, and it's so powerful, so poignant.
Yep.
Beautiful.
And I asked Marie while we were on break, you know, we're doing this pro-life theme. Marie is going to come back frequently. She has agreed. She's going to be an in-studio guest above and beyond the team.
Praise Jesus.
She's an in-person. That's right.
Praise Hallelujah.
The Lord. Oh,
Hallelujah.
Man, we're going to have
Fired
to stay
up.
On the air even longer today. We'll talk to Frank about that. We'll be right back.
When going about your daily life becomes difficult, call Angel Army at 215-805-8433.
Angel Army provides compassionate home care services. Angel Army can assist you with your personal care, make your bed, do your laundry, and perform light housekeeping. We can accompany you to various appointments, shopping, or just keep you company.
Angel Army is an equal opportunity company and can be reached at 215-805-8433 or visit angelarmycare.com.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Sorry.
Your smile's always shining out, and they know what it's all about. It's not hard for them to figure out the way you show Jesus. You know love is what they heard, and you didn't even say a word. Ain't it funny, that's the way it works. So when you know Jesus,
a little joy.
Show Jesus by Jamie Grayson. Isn't that what we're all called to do? Show Jesus to those around us. The time is 7:51. I'm Gary Zimek, and you are listening to Spirit of the Morning. We're joined in the studio today by somebody who definitely shows Jesus. I mean, it's very obvious that she knows Jesus, and he really works through you nicely. Marie Joseph, welcome again.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Oh, man, it is so great to be with you here. Now, before we go off the air, we started telling the story about your mom diagnosed with breast cancer and was in the process of dying. Pick it up from where we left off about how the end of life for your mom, while you were grief-stricken, it was also a beautiful experience.
It was. And, you know, when she was diagnosed on November 1st, All Saints Day, as I said, the first stop was to go to Mass that night, get anointing of the sick. She loved the church. And we spent 6 months. They thought that we had, if we did chemo, 6 to 9 months. And so she knew that she was going to die.
Right.
And she wanted to get ready. And so I went up every single weekend, definitely proving that we can make time for things if we have to, right?
Yeah, isn't
that true?
I
traveled to New York every weekend.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And we went to Mass together, and we prayed together, and we had all these moments where I could say, Mom, when you get up there to see Jesus, I need you to do a couple things. You need to tell Jesus, you know, holy spouse for my daughter, Alicia, holy spouse or a nice collar for my son, JP, as a priest, you know, jobs for them, this, that, and pray for the Legacy of Life Foundation. Talk to him. And she says, I always pray for the Legacy of Life Foundation. But we had these incredible moments because of her spirituality. New Year's Eve, she said, I'm going to see God this year. I'm going to see the Blessed Mother this year. And all of that continued. But this woman learned through the saints to offer your suffering to save souls. Mm-hmm. She wanted to save souls. And she was vocal about it at the end. The last 6 weeks, right before 6 months were over, she took a real big turn for the worse, so she couldn't stand anymore. The breast cancer was in the bones.
Ooh.
And always in pain, always offering it up. And she was then bedridden, and I took her into my home in hospice. Didn't know how, and I'm sure a lot of people out there have faced this or are facing it. Bringing her into the home, could I do this? I found a beautiful hospice group called Eleanor's Garden, and she shared with my mother the story of her adoption. Mm-hmm. And this woman who owns Barbara, who owns Eleanor's Garden, was so pro-life. And she said, you know, Marie, you're the alpha, I'm the omega. And because we deal, I deal with the end of beginning of life. She ends with end of life. And so I hired people around the clock to come into my home with me, taking care of my mother. We treated my mother like she was a queen. And she then began the process of natural death. Mm-hmm. And my home ended up being like a crisis pregnancy center. And these amazing, beautiful people that work in hospice and end of life, whether it's spiritual direction or the nurses or the aides, it's a calling the same way I see my counselors called to minister to beginning of life. But we began the process of now labor, and I labored for my mother's eternal birth, right? Her birth. And I felt like I was carrying my mother into the womb of Mary to be birthed into eternal life. And I said, you know what? This is it. Yeah. You know, what we do in the Christ Pregnancy Center in the beginning of life, the birth, it's an image of this real birth into eternal life. And we need, and all of a sudden, natural death, no more going to the doctor and hearing the blood count levels and everything else. Now we're looking at the natural signs. And natural death means that, yes, you give pain meds, right? But if you give too much, you're going to kill them. Too little, they're going to suffer. So right in the middle. And she would be in pain all the time. And she would say to me, when we would move her, she was going to be in incredible pain. Who is this for? Wait, don't move me yet. Who is this for? And I'd say, well, you love the holy souls in purgatory. You want to be for them? Yes, holy souls in purgatory. And then we would move her, and she wouldn't say a word. She wouldn't cry or scream in pain at all. What I watched, too, was her offering this up for so many different people that needed this prayer. We have a gentleman, George Rose, a good friend of mine, who has lung cancer. And she decided, I'm offering suffering for him. But she went through the struggle. The human struggle I watched of her wanting to die, Jesus not taking her away, us not knowing, right? You're surrendering to God's plan. You don't know when you're going to die. She didn't know, is it going to be painful? And it's very scary. What's going to happen? I'm in this bed. And she was... And it was the church. It was the priest that stopped by. It was the people that brought Holy Communion. Every day she had Holy Communion until her last breath. She had Holy Communion, thanks to St. Ignatius of Antioch and the priest there and all the other priests that came to minister to her, Father Monsignor O'Donnell. I mean, just incredible priests. Monsignor O'Donnell, pro-life priest, came, and he was the priest that really ministered to her, preached the gospel to her, gave her Holy Communion, and she changed. And after that, with the priests and the ministering of the sacraments, she then became so peaceful, and she never questioned and struggled again.
Maria, as you're speaking and as we're running out of time, this is, first of all, thank you for being with us. This is so powerful. I'm hearing two things that I really want to make sure I bring out. I'm sure we have somebody listening right now who is facing a life-threatening illness, who may be dying. It's quite possible. Can be very scary. The other type of situation, we might have somebody who is dealing with a loved one who maybe who has received a terminal diagnosis. You are at peace once you trusted the Lord and you said, all right, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but you're going to get me through it. Your mom was at peace once she really turned it over to the Lord. It is possible to be at peace in either of those situations, correct?
It is, and it's prayer. It's to pray for a holy death. Pray that God takes care of every detail of the death. And I will tell you, too, that the Blessed Mother and the saints showed up. We prayed, and all of a sudden, St. Therese started to be involved. We had somebody brought a relic, somebody brought a statue, and this was not planned. And we really believed that St. Therese was going to be helping my mother, was assigned to help her to get her to heaven. But this is all the prayers, and I kept hearing the Lord saying, all the prayers you prayed, and now what's left at the end of life? It is prayer. It's all you have left is your next prayer, and that's how we're called to live every day. But St. Therese, she died on the day that St. Therese was canonized a saint, the anniversary, May 17th, and she was buried on her favorite saint, St. Rita's feast day. So, I mean, it was just God took care of every detail, but we have to turn it over to him.
That's the secret, and I think we'll close on that note. Marie Joseph, the executive director for the Legacy of Life Foundation. You could follow them online at legacyoflifefoundation.org. You can also find out about Marie's book, Faith on Fire, by going to her website, firedupcatholics.com. We will have both of those linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Don't forget to watch Marie live on EWTN television Monday at 2 p.m. And you could see her story. Of course, we'll have that broadcast at some point on Holy Spirit Radio as well. Marie, I want to thank you again.
Thank you, Marie.
For joining us
so
today.
Powerful.
We have, what, less thank than 30 you. Seconds, Mr. Parker?
Yes, we do.
Marie, can you hit us
15.
With a quick prayer to take us out?
Amen. Name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Lord, we give you praise and thanksgiving today for calling us here. Thank you for Gary and Dave and this beautiful Holy Spirit radio station. Thank you for sending Jesus Christ to save our souls. And thank you for the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Great job. Thanks for listening to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek. What more can I say? Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.